Welcome back to The Big Something, in-depth conversation on culture and ideas in the Pikes Peak region. I'm Jake Brownell. The Gallery of Contemporary Art in Colorado Springs has long been a showcase for some of the most innovative work being made in the Pikes Peak region. Under the exclusive direction of curator Daisy McGowan, the gallery has also broadened its focus to include work being done by young contemporary artists along the Front Range, with its second biennial exhibition, Bright Young Things, now on display at Goka's Downtown Gallery. Featuring eight young artists working from Colorado Springs to Fort Collins, McGowan has made it a point to enlarge the frame of our regional arts community and conversation. KRCC's Noel Black spoke with McGowan about the exhibit.
Daisy, tell me a little bit about Bright Young Things and how it began, and what is it?
It's our second biannual review survey of younger artists working up and down the Front Range of Colorado. It started 2 years ago. I came up with the idea. I had the idea, I think, since day one with Goka, seeing the value and looking at what's coming out of MFA and BFA programs. So that first iteration in 2013 was very much focused on artists coming out of MFA and BFA programs along the Front Range. For this one, I wanted to move away from that restraint, if you will, and look at artists who were emerging in their careers, and that can mean a lot of things. Artists can start later in life. Younger artists can have very established careers with gallery representation, but they're still really starting out in a lot of ways, and so I wanted to open that up a bit.
Was there a common theme that emerged in the first show, and if so, did that happen again for this show, and what might that be?
In the first show, I think the theme that emerged was a commitment to materials and artists working with a high level of craft, and I still continue to see that when I was doing the legwork on curating this show, which takes me about 2 years to do. What emerged with this one was the amount of organization going on with artists themselves. So collectives, artists from residency programs, a lot of exciting things happening with artists staying in Colorado after leaving graduate programs or just deciding to invest. And specifically up in Denver and Boulder area, I saw that happening a lot, and it was pretty exciting.
Curating a regional show, I suppose one also looks for regional themes, if not connected to the place or issues facing a particular region. Do you find that happening with these artists who are living along the Front Range, or are they working more in sort of more national or international veins?
I think both. Definitely these artists are looking outward and drawing from international and the influence of the web as well is very prominent. But there are artists working with the landscape in ways that are really interesting. Tobias Fike's work, video and photography, very specifically uses the Colorado landscape. And I saw that as well with George Perez's photos, but they're very different. They're using more of the urban landscape. And so while they do include the physicality of Colorado in them, I think they're also a response to place. And not all of the artists are doing that, certainly, and I wanted it to be a survey, so there's a range of approaches.
Is it hard, do you think, for artists to escape landscape when working in Colorado? Is it something that just sort of forces its way into people's work, or do you think that there's maybe an intentional resistance to that and that tradition?
I'm seeing some artists embracing that, just like many of us, living in Colorado because it's beautiful, it's inspiring, getting out into, you know, the wildlands, and also responding to the urban environments, the built environments around them. I don't think that landscape needs to just be defined in those pristine, you know, landscapes that we think of when we think of Colorado. And I do think often they are pushing against that and moving away from the grand scale of paintings, Manifest Destiny and Inspiring Vistas. And I think it's there if you're working in Colorado, this mythology of the West. And the artists range from ignoring it completely to addressing it overtly.
So talk about what kind of organizing principles you thought about in putting this show together.
So it's a little bit of a scary show for me because I like to put the emphasis on what the artists are excited about now. And so when I do the studio visits, the initial visits, I get an overview of their work, and then we start talking about what will work for the show. There are 8 artists in the show, and it's an 1,800 square foot space. So there's not a ton of room for each artist, and you want to make sure that the work flows and has an interesting dialogue and connects, but then ultimately has enough space to stand on its own and give everybody visiting a strong idea of that artist's work, and so that it's not just one or two pieces mixed in, and you know, like a salon style. We bring funding to the project for the artists. It's modest, but it's enough to say, could you make something new for this exhibit, something you're really excited about? One of the artists is in an MFA program at CU Boulder. And so the first installation we talked about was completely different than where we ended up. But she's so excited about the work she's making now. And to be able to realize that and exhibit it in a space while she's in her MFA program is really valuable to her process and development as an artist. And then for us, it's really exciting to show something that nobody else has seen yet, which is a lot of what the emphasis of the show is on, is the new and fresh.
Caitlin Gebel is the only local representative in the show. And, you know, I think there's some small amount of disappointment in that. What does that say about what's going on in Colorado Springs and Pueblo and the rest of Southern Colorado along the Front Range?
I was a little disappointed in that as well. I wanted to really highlight these collectives and these artists that we're staying and investing in, that really is happening up north. Many artists here are doing very interesting work that has been shown multiple times. And so for me, the challenge is we want to introduce newer artists to our audiences and connect to other networks that are important along the Front Range for all artists. And what I don't see as much in Colorado Springs is artists that are networking in those ways and building collectives. A lot of them are leaving, or they're working independently, or they're already part of a collective that is showing regularly, and that if Goka shows that work down the street from where you're already seeing it, it's not that there isn't strength in that work and value in that work. It's just that it's harder for us to show it if it's already been seen multiple times. There's a lot of great work happening in this state and along the Front Range. What there isn't a lot of is support for artists. And so if there was more support in this area, we might see more local artists in this show. There's a lot more support in Denver and Boulder for artists right now. There are residency programs. There are reasons for them to stay when they get out of school or as they're developing their career as younger artists. And we need to give artists more reasons to stay in Colorado Springs, I believe.
Yeah, and I wonder if you feel like that's changed much at all in the 2 years since you did Bright Young Things. Do you feel like there's progress being made, or do you feel frustrated by that?
Here in Colorado Springs, it hasn't actually changed, I think. I think that artists are taking themselves seriously here, and I would encourage them to keep doing that and pushing each other. But they're also doing that in Denver, and they seem to be achieving more awareness of their work and showing their work outside of the area more regularly. And that's really, I think, ultimately for an artist, you can't look to your one locale anymore to support you. You need to be able to connect outside of that. And so I think it hasn't changed a lot. I've been proud of the work we've been able to do at Goka to support artists and creating new work. And that still will range from local, regional artists to national, international. And I think that's important for us to survey that range.
That was KRCC's Noel Black speaking with Gallery of Contemporary Art director and curator Daisy McGowan about the second biennial Bright Young Things exhibition. The show will be on display at the Gallery of Contemporary Art's downtown space through August 29th. For links and information, you can go to krcc.org.